Here's a thought I'll title, Wishing for More. And I'll bet that every single one of you listening to this would like to have more in your photography somehow. There's always room for improvement. We're always pursuing that improvement. We want more. And I'd even go so far as to say that a large part of fine art photography involves the frustration that we wish our images were better somehow, without qualifying what we mean by better. We'd like them to be more. The implied question that follows that is, what more could you add to your photographs that would make you happy? More sharpness? More audience? More exotic locations? More exciting travel for you on your photographic outings? More print sales? If you could wave a magic wand, what precisely would you bring to your photographic life that would bring you satisfaction? What more do you want? This is a fascinating question, particularly in the context of our own personal histories. I remember in my youth wanting smoother grain, so I pursued lower and lower ASA films and more fine grain developers and smaller prints so that I could end up with less grainy, more smooth prints. That was a big deal. It was a driving force for me in my youth. Now, that's just not a problem. I can make bigger prints than that. I can make them very smooth. I can make them incredibly sharp. I actually have more on every category you can think of compared to my youth. Shouldn't I be a whole lot happier with what I'm producing? And if I'm not, why? What more do I need? Sometimes I get the feeling that no matter what we can produce, if we could produce it instantly in our mind without a camera, and it would just somehow show up somewhere, beautifully processed, etc., that we'd still be unhappy. And if people were paying us thousands of dollars for our prints, we'd want tens of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars. There's something that's not quite healthy about this constantly wishing for more. I'm not saying we should be lazy. I'm not saying that we should lower our standards. But I do think it can be useful to question ourselves and our motivations about why we want more. Which reminds me of a story. I think I've told this story before, but I can't remember. A friend of mine decided he needed to upgrade his computer. He went to Best Buy, and after working with the salesperson there for an hour or so, they settled in on a computer. And at that point, the salesman said, "Well, you'll be wanting a new monitor too, won't you?" And my friend said, "Well, I don't know. I'm pretty happy with my monitor." And the guy said, "Well, how big is your monitor?" And he said, "Well, it's 17-inch. And the salesman said, "Oh, that's no, it's too small. Now everybody wants a 20-inch monitor, a 21-inch monitor is sort of the bare minimum. 24-inch monitors are even better. 30-inch monitors are fantastic. And, of course, the latest and the greatest is a 48-inch monitor." And my friend said, "Why would I possibly want a 48-inch monitor?" And the salesman paused and said, "Because this is America." There is something to that story that I think strikes a chord with all of us. We all want more, but do we need more? Is it important to our creative process, to our creative life, to what we produce, that there's constantly wanting more? Or is this just an impulse that leads us to too much HDR, too much saturation and vibrance? The constant pursuit of larger and larger prints. It's almost like we've got more on the brain, and we don't really stop to think about whether or not we really need more, or do we have sufficient? As the old Scottish, maybe Irish, can't remember which, phrase says, enough is as good as a feast. And it's very possible that the perpetual search for more in our artwork can create barriers to creating better work, can be the root of gear acquisition syndrome or the pursuit of perfection, all of which can be counterproductive to the creation of our artwork.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.